A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other side. This is the word of the Lord. This was not the first time that people asked Jesus for a sign. Since the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus was performing signs showing that he was from God. A Pharisee named Nicodemus, on meeting Jesus, testified, "No one can do these things that you do unless God is with him." Great crowds went to Jesus, taking with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others, and they put them at his feet. He had compassion for them and cured their sick. Not all who went near Jesus were worthy of his compassion. Yes, people like the Canaanite woman, and Jairus, an official of the synagogue, or Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, needed Jesus, and they wanted to see and feel God's power through Jesus. But others stayed nearby to watch the show or to test Jesus so as to be able to silence him. The chief priests and the Pharisees said, "What are we to do? We cannot let him go on like this. Everyone will believe in him." Jesus was said on three counts. He was said because many were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He was also said because others walked with him but did not really believe in him. These wanted to make him king because they ate their fill of the loaves and fish he gave them for free. Lastly, he was sad and angry because others yet were openly hostile to him and they challenged him. "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" "This generation is an evil generation," Jesus said. "It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it." This is why Jesus sighed deeply and asked, "Why does this generation ask for a sign?" He did not give them any sign. He just took the boat again and went to the other side. Yes, that generation was an evil one. What about our generation? Do we ask for signs? Why? Is it because we believe in him and in his power? Or is it curiosity that moves us? Or are we not interested, if not hostile, because his signs and teachings question our lifestyle, our personal projects? Is Jesus the cornerstone that holds our life together, or is he a stumbling block? So, why do we ask for a sign? "I do not ask for a sign," some might answer. Okay, but isn't our generation looking for signs? Often we hear of apparitions and of people flooding to these places. Aren't people seeing images of Mary and Jesus in all sorts of places? Somebody said that he saw a likeness of Christ crucified in a tree trunk, and people started lighting candles and putting flowers in front of it. Images of Jesus and Mary seem to appear anywhere and on anything, in the clouds, on biscuits, bread, and such things. You can see photos and video clips on the internet. Some of these are pranks intended to fool people. Others are perhaps the fruit of fertile imaginations. But even evident pranks might point to a thirst for signs, for the extraordinary. What are we to do? If we are in need and believe that God wants to help us, let us open our hearts to him and ask him to help us, for Jesus told us, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. Because whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. If people are not interested, let them take Jesus seriously. If they are hostile, we have to be careful. Let us, however, remember that we are not entitled to judge and condemn others, but we are to do our best to love our enemies. Frequently, it is the best way to defuse their hostility. St. Catherine of Siena tells us that the Father wants us to show mercy towards our brethren and leave judgment to Him. Surely, He is able to touch any person with His grace, and He can work miracles. What we need is prayer, hope, and love. God loves everybody personally, even those who are sincerely hostile. Paul of Tarsus was hostile to Christians, and he became an apostle. Another thing we should do is to ask for wisdom. In his letter, presented to us as the first reading in today's Mass, James tells us, "If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. But ask in faith." Wisdom is what we need in life. Wisdom is what we should ask for. And what is wisdom? Dictionaries tell us that wisdom is the ability to make good decisions based on knowledge and experience. This is human wisdom, acquired by study and by daily living. It is conditioned by our human abilities. The Bible tells us that wisdom is a gift given to us by God, and it leads our human wisdom towards higher grounds, because it gives us a sharing in God's unlimited knowledge and in His eternal truth. King Solomon is a good example to follow in his request to God Almighty. In a dream, the Lord said to him, "Ask what I should give you." The king answered, "Give your servant an understanding mind, able to discern between good and evil." This is the ability to see things in God's light and to act accordingly. We might not be as wise as Solomon, but our Lord is greater than Solomon, and He asks us to listen to His voice and to follow Him. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." So, by all means, let us seek God's power in our needs, but let us seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to us as well. This is Christ's promise.